Blog Talk Radio. let's go and do what God has led us to do on tonight. Let us hear what God has placed in my heart and what God has given me to do on tonight, okay? We'll talk more about that in a minute. First of all, we're going to come to God with a clean heart, open up heart. We're going to hold up clean and holy hands. We're going to ask God to forgive us of every sin that we have committed, knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, and unwillingly, even sins that we have meditated on. We're going to ask God to forgive us for that and clean and touch our hearts that we may be clean and don't think like that anymore. We're going to ask God to touch us with every loved one and every friend, family member, every neighbor, and anyone that we know or we've heard of that has health issues. We're asking God to deliver and make whole. We're asking God to help them financially recover, get established. We're asking God to do what only He can do. We're asking God to heal the brokenhearted, to just touch them and allow them to know that they can come to Him and talk to Him and tell Him what's on their heart and mind. We want to ask God to even heal their broken families. We want to ask God to just touch them right now and bring them back together. God, give them what they need to say if they have to say anything. Put in their hearts what they need to do to show love, compassion, and appreciation to whoever they need to show it to. We're asking God to touch our teachers, touch the mayor of Chicago, that they will come to an agreement so that our students may go back to school and be able to take the tests that they need to take and play the games that they have signed up to play, whether it's football, tennis, basketball, running track, or baseball, whatever it is that they're doing, God. We're asking you to just touch the heart of the mayor, the city of Chicago, and all the politicians that are involved. God, we just ask you to touch our government, that they will come to an agreement, to agree that there has to be a change, there needs to be a change, and that they will stand in agreement of what is best for the people, not best for an individual person. God, we want to ask you to just touch our churches, that they're there for the people, that they're teaching the people what the Word of God says, not just for the membership, not just for the offering, not just for what they could get out of the congregation, but God, to be men and women of God that's standing up clean hearted, clean hands, and a clean lifestyle before the people. God, touch the people's heart that they would know that every man and woman of God that's before them, that they are also people. They make mistakes. Give them a heart to pray for the man and woman of God, to hold them up in prayer and not just judge them, but hold them up. Be a judgment and standard for them, that you will pray that a standard will be set before them, that they can come to the people wholly and open-heartedly when they make mistakes, oh God. We ask you, God, to just help us with our relationship with you, Lord. Help us to understand that we could come to you, that we, if we fall, we do get up. If we fall, we can get up. If we fall, you are God that let us know that you are God that forgives, and that we could come to you, oh God. We could come to you with all concerns, with all problems, in whatever situation we are in, whatever issues we have. God, teach us how to want to have a relationship with you. Teach us how to want to have an open and clean relationship with you, oh God. God, we just ask you right now to just touch us and let us know that by faith we walk, God. By faith we walk, not by sight. We walk by what we know your word says. Give us the faith to get into your word. Give us the power to want to learn your word. Give us the power to override ourselves to get into your word, to learn your word, oh God, and apply it to our life. And saying that, God, we just trust that it's going to come to pass and that you're going to do what only you could do, oh Lord. We just want you to bless everyone that's on this line, oh God, and just touch them and let them know that you are God. God, I have a friend I want to put up before you. We call him Jada Hardway. He rides with the Soul Rebels. God, he's having some issues, God. I'm just putting him up there because I'm asking you, Lord, to heal him. Do whatever needs to be done, God. I consider him as a brother, oh, Lord, and I just want to call his name out, Jay the Hardway, God. I just want you to protect and provide whatever people I know that's coming to my life, whether it's been today, yesterday, or many years ago, that people have contacted me or coming to my life, God. Just cover them. Give them what they need. And I'm asking them to go to you openly, honestly, and talk to you. Amen. Okay. Let's get started. I want to say thank you, Charlene, for joining in. Lakeisha, Meaty, Valerie Jones, thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for taking the time out on this Friday night, which you could be doing anything else. So if you are getting ready to do something, just take a moment and just hear what God has put on my heart. I was talking with my sister, which is also my prayer partner, and I was saying to her, I got to give before God, and she was saying, well, just pray and ask God to give you what to say on tonight. Regina, thank you for joining in, and just put your request before him. So I had been praying for the last couple of days, what would you have me to speak on Friday, what would you have me to say, and I kept hearing it over and over in my spirit, and I kept hearing, seek me while you may find me. And I was saying, okay, God. And I was still trying to find something to just really put out here, you know. And I kept hearing God say, speak me while you may find me. So I said, well, Lord, let me go into the Bible. Let me Google. And I want to make sure I get it, you know. I want to see what you're saying. And when I Googled, I had to smile because the first scripture that came up is the foundational scripture that this ministry used, which is Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I had to kind of laugh because we normally would close our program out with that scripture. And when that was the first thing that popped up, I said, well, I can't close the program out with that only. I need to start it off with that only. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, that no matter how much we're seeking God, we're always seeking his kingdom because God is God. That's who we're seeking. That's who we're looking for. That's who we are wanting to be. How could I say it? We want to be touched by God. We want to be loved by God. We want to be in the presence of God. That's where I want to be, and I'm sure you all will want to be at the same place. We should not just want to be in God's presence when we're hurting, when we're going through, when we need something, want something, or looking to ask God, can we have this? We need to be in God's presence to say, God, I didn't want anything but to say thank you. God, I didn't want anything but to say I love you. God, I didn't want anything but to say I adore you. I appreciate you. I need to have more, you God. Let me decrease that you may increase. I need to be so in God's presence that when people see me, they see there's something about me that they haven't seen before. When they see me, they need to see that there's a change. When they see me, they need to see that I walk different. I talk different. I even sit different. They need to see that. And I began to just read a little of the stuff that Google had gave me. And I began to look up stuff that I know about. So I found this to remind me, and I want to share it with you all. It's Psalm 63:1-5. If you would take the time out with me, I would like to read it to you. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And I said, oh God, I like that. It says so much for what my lips would do, what my hands would do. It just tells me how I'm going to seek God. It tells me what to do with seeking God. I'm just so excited about seeking God all the days of my life, that no matter what I'm doing and how I'm going about it, that I know that I need to seek God faithfully. And I'm just excited about seeking God. I went on farther, and I just started thinking about what I was taught growing up. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, enter to his gates with thanksgiving. Everything that I was taught growing up was telling me how to honor God, to seek God, and how to go after God, and how to just depend on God. When I think about what I learned at Missionary Church of God in Christ growing up, that was the church that we went to as children that I really remembered. I remember before that, as a little kid, we went to Corinthians. But I was a very young kid, about 3, 4, 5 maybe. But the church that I really remember learning a lot of about God and how to praise God and sing and give God his glory and his honor was at Missionary Church of God in Christ. And when I got older, I went to No Cross, No Crown. But let me go back. Under Missionary Church of God in Christ, it was under the leadership of Pastor Antoine Henningberg and his wife, Missionary Henningberg. When I got older and I went to No Cross, No Crown, we was under the leadership of Apostle Sandra Thomas and Pastor Frederick Thomas. And I just thank God for what we learned. We went to a church that taught us that we seek God, but we seek God wholeheartedly. We went to a church that taught us some drink milk, but some eat meat. What it's like, you can baby some of the saints, but then when you get to a certain place in Christ, you are now grown up enough, and you are now, I'm going to look that up, Margo, while I'm talking. You are now grown up enough that you can have the meat that you need to help you out with your understanding of your life with God. I just thank God for my upbringing and him with the leadership that he gave us. I thank God for all of that, because if you think about the lifestyle that you lead or the neighborhood you live in or whatever, you're going to need some strong background in God. You're going to need some strong lessons that you need to apply, because sometimes you can't just react over what's happening to you or around you. You're going to have to say to God, I need you, oh Lord, to get a hold of me right now. So I see Margo put on here Psalms 27:7-8 says, hear, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thank you, Margo, for that. And that's what I'm talking about. When you want something from God, if you seek his face first, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When you go to God, you don't go to God with, well, Lord, I hope you do this. Well, Lord, I'm coming to you asking you because I was wondering if you would do this. When you seek God, you learn that seeking God means you want more of him, and then that sends you into his word even the more. And then when you learn how to love God and you learn how much God loves you, when you go to God, you go to God in expectation. You don't go to God wishy-washy, because he said he'd rather for you to be hot or cold. If you lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. God don't want no iffy saints. He wants some saints that's going to praise him when they know that he's done for them. He wants some saints that's going to praise him that knows even if he don't do it, he's able. He wants some saints that's going to praise him and worship him and seek him because they know that he's God and he inhabits the praise of his people. He knows that his saints are not perfect, but they are in the perfect will of seeking him. They're in a perfect place that they know if they mess up, they don't have to throw in the towel. They can throw their hands up. They can lay out before God. They can get on the altar. They can go to God with a moan. They can go to God with a request to say, Lord, here I am again. You know, that's why a lot of times you repent. Some people say, I repeat it. But, you know, God didn't say you can only repent one time. God said to repent. You know, and we know that once we repent, we don't want to keep doing it. But if you find yourself doing it again, we know the word of God says that sin lieth at the door. And we want to make sure that when we go to God, we don't want to go to God in a place of unbelief. You know, the word of God, I'm going to try to find it. I wrote it down. Let's go to Philippians 4 and 6. Let's look at that, 4 and 6. Now, in the NIV version, it says, don't be anxious. But in the King James version, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, be prayer. I'm sorry, let me go back. But in everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So when you go to God and you say, Lord, here I am repenting, you know, of the same thing, or Lord, here I am still seeking deliverance. God, I find it so hard to be delivered from this. Stay faithful with your walk and your talk and your relationship and your communication with God. Stay faithful. Keep it in a place like, you know how when you get up in the morning, you have a routine that you do before you go to work, to school, or through your day. You have a routine. You get up, get out of bed. I hope you give God thanks every morning before you start your day. But when you get up, you have a routine about your day. Just like you have a routine about your day, get a routine with your desire to seek God. And the more you seek him, the easier it's going to be. The easier it will be. You know, I want to find this scripture that I looked up also. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So when God knocks on the door of your heart, you know he's near. When you hear that little voice in your heart and in your head telling you, don't do that. Pray now or just say, thank you, Lord. Give me praise right now. Give me honor right now. When you hear those things, Know that God is talking to you. Know that God is communicating with you. Know that God is trying to get you to acknowledge him. You know, in the world we say, don't put off the day. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. So in other words, don't put off giving God his praise every day. It's like you eat lunch, you eat breakfast, you eat dinner. Give God his time. You know, if it's just going over in the corner on a bathroom break at work or in school or just out looking for a job, don't wait till you need the job to start seeking God, because then you may not, I ain't gonna say won't, but may not stay faithful with your relationship with God. Seek God before you need some things. So when you go to him with these requests, let's go back to saying you're going to go in expectation. There's another scripture that says Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So if you seek God early, you know, like if it's early in the morning when you get up for work, or any time after 12:01 midnight is another day. We know that's early. Anytime you get a chance that you don't know when to see God, as soon as that thought comes up, that's the time. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, that's the time. You know, I have a couple of friends right now that's in the hospital. And I was speaking to them, and I said, you believe in God, right? And they said, yeah. I said, why are you there right now? Talk to God and then lay back and listen and hear what he has. When you find yourself in situations that you are normally in, or you find yourself in a situation that you can't seem to come out of, that would be a good chance to know, I've tried this and I've tried that and I keep doing this and keep doing that. Maybe it's time for me to seek God. Maybe it's time for me to go on and, you know, how we were kids. And little boys would send you a letter, a little note, or if you was a boy, you would send a note, you know, a man that said, would you be my girlfriend? Yes, no, or maybe so. Well, maybe this is a time that you put a note on your heart to say, yes, Lord, I will be your girlfriend, or yes, Lord, I will be your boyfriend, or yes, Lord, I will be your son. Yes, Lord, I will be your daughter. Yes, Lord, I will be your servant. However you want to need to say it, put that note on your heart to God that says, yes, Lord. Let God know that you're available, you're willing, you're ready, and you're able to be what he called you to be. Yes, Margo, seek God and listen to him. That's what I was telling them, that you're in a position. One of my friends, he had surgery on his heart. These are guys I ride bikes with. And when he got discharged, the nurse didn't wrap his legs right. And anyway, he had a what they call a setback, and he ended up back in the hospital. And another friend, he had a surgery on his spine. So now he has to go into rehab to learn about walking and mobility and all of that stuff. And I was saying to both of them, you believe in God, right? I didn't say, do you? I said, you believe in God, right? And the answer was yes. And it was to say to them, let them know that I know that they believe in God. I was saying that to say to them, at this time, just lay back and communicate with God. make sure, you know, pray about the doctors and nurses and what they call them, the TP people, you know, and the pharmacy, everybody that has to come in contact with you, pray and ask them, pray and ask God to make sure that they're who God sent to you. Don't just let anybody be over you. Even the dietitians that bring up your tray that makes the food, pray. Talk to God. You know, I have a friend on here that's viewing right now. We grew up in the same neighborhood on the west side. I was on Walnut Street and they was on Fulton. And this young lady has always been a beautiful young lady to me. Just dark skin, just gorgeous. And at one point in her life, she had become an addict. And some years ago, when she came back around the area, she wanted me to see what she was working at. And she wanted me to see the kind of car that God had blessed her with. And I was so excited to see that she was excited what God was doing with her and for her, that I just know that if it was not for God, she wouldn't be what she is today. And she always, every chance I've got to talk to her, go about her job and see her, she would always let me know how blessed she is. And I thank God for blessing her, because for her to be in the place she is now, considered the place she was, nobody but God. She had to be seeking God. And she's staying out of that lifestyle. And I thank God for that. You know, and I thank God that she's trying to be a light for someone else to see that you too can. The same as one of the friends that had the back surgery. He used to be an addict. Because, see, these are people I grew up in the neighborhood with. I didn't turn my back and disown them and act like, oh, no, I don't know. No, see, that's the problem. When you see God, God will teach you how to be a light, and he will teach you how to encourage people and to live a life that people will get a chance to see. Hey, Billy, thanks for joining in. They will get a chance to see, and then hopefully they will want to do some of the things you're doing, because they're waiting on God to bless them. So I'm saying all that to say, whatever you do for God, do it wholeheartedly. Whenever you seek in God, seek him wholeheartedly. Make sure that you don't forget God. You don't just call on God when you need something or want something. Yes, Margo said, we are overcomers by our words of our testimony. And a lot of times people may not say to you that when they hear your testimony blessed them. They may not tell you that because of what they saw you do, they understood that they could do it too, because we know God has no respect to person, that if he did it for them, he'll do it for you, you know, and a lot of times we try to ask people, so what did you do? If somebody say they got before God, you just get before God. Don't ask people how they go about it, because, see, your breakthrough may not be like they breakthrough. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, when I was growing up, I didn't allow people to play church around me. You know, don't play like you shouting. And don't. We was taught don't play with God. And that thing got down to me as a kid. I was too scared to play with God or let people around me play with God, because I was scared the lightning would strike, hit them and bounce over and grab me. So I always say, don't say to nobody, I want to be like you, because you don't know what it took to get them where they at. Like with, I'm using myself as an example. You don't want people to say, ooh, Renee, or ooh, Sylvia, or ooh, Spark, whatever name they know me by, I want to be like you. No, I don't think you do. I'm going to give you some minor episodes. But the reason I say minor, because by me seeking God, God brought me through. You don't want to have a stroke, I don't think. You don't want to have a problem with your heart, I don't think. You don't want to lose everything you have, I don't think. You don't want to become homeless, I don't think. You don't want to have your world turned upside down, inside out. You don't know if you're coming or you're going. You don't want to be in a bed that you can't even wipe your forehead, let alone wipe anything else. You don't want that. So don't, that's just me being an example. So don't tell nobody you want to be like them, because the price you pay, you may not want to pay that price because of the things you're going to have to endure and go through. You may not want to do that. You know, so when I went back to work after being off of work for from 2012 to 2018, and I went back to work and I didn't lose no time and I didn't lose anything, I still kept my seniority and moved on and up. You don't know what that cost me. But see, because I was trying to, when I say trying to, I was trying to do what God told me to do. I was trying to do what I thought God was telling me to do. But then when I really came to, as people say, I came to my senses, I had to say, God, by your grace and mercy, am I only able to do what you dressed me to do? What I say mean by address, this is where you put me at. You know, like you say, Margot, but God. Because when I became homeless, I wasn't ashamed to tell nobody. I told people, people just didn't believe me because, see, they was looking at the outer me. They didn't know the inside of me was messed up and tore up. They didn't know that I was going through some things. You know, I tell people in a minute, you can have a job and still be homeless. You can have a job and still be hungry. You can have a job and don't know what to do. You know, you see people out here where they standing on the side of the road, they got a sign, help me, hungry. Some say, help me, homeless. And you look at them sometimes, you be like, God, I don't know, you know, and the thing that gets me is people that be out here at night. I don't know what to say about those people. Charlotte, thanks for joining in. Because if you out here at night asking for change, I don't really know how you could be comfortable doing that, because I'd be scared somebody's going to walk up behind you and hit you in your head, let alone try to come to the other side of my car or follow me. You know, you just don't know. But when you live in with knowing that God is your God, thank you, Chess, for joining in, and you know that God is your Savior, when you seek him, some things you don't worry about, or you'll hear a voice in your head or in your heart that says, don't let the window down, keep going. You'll hear that little voice that tells you how to conduct yourself. And a lot of times you'll see people out, nice suit, nice shoes, nice dress, nice outfit, whatever. Don't mean that they got what they look like they have. They may not even be in their right mind. That's why it's very important to seek God. And when you seek God, ask God for a discernment spirit. And when you seek God, God will give you these things. That's why I say, and those things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and those things shall be added unto you. You better know that when you seek God, God gives you, you know how they say, an intuition. You don't have to be a woman to have an intuition. When you seek in God, God will give you a discerning spirit that will tell you if that person or those people or those persons are right. God will say, don't go over there. Don't sit right there. Don't eat that. When God gets into your spirit, yes, Margo, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you, direct you and lead you. When you have gotten in touch with God because of your relationship you have with him when you're seeking, God will tell you, no, don't do that. God will even tell you when to leave some friends alone. You heard me say some friends. I didn't say your friends. I said some friends. God will even tell you when to stop going to places. And you have to get to the place you have to say, God, put this in my spirit, so Lord. God ain't going to holler and God ain't going to scream and God ain't going to yank on you and push you away. God going to say, don't do it. Don't go. It's like you done broke up with somebody and you, as Pastor Thomas and Apostle Thomas say, you got to can't help it. Don't pick up that phone. Don't call them. Or if you pick it up, put it back down. Or if you try to call before you hit that last number, hit send, hang it up. When you see God, God will give you that intuition to say, everything and everybody ain't good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your mindset. It's not good for your spirit. It's just not good. Everything glitter ain't gold. And everything pretty ain't perfectly pretty for you. Some things is put in your place or in place of you to stop you or block you. You know, some things you have to know that's trying to stop your focus on God. Some things will be put up that will try to stop your relationship with God. Some things will be put up in your mind and heart and your feelings, because you know we do a lot of feeling. We can get that. You know how they say road rage. You can get some. Discerning yourself. You can get some discernment inside you to say, oh, don't read your Bible today. Oh, don't give God praise today. Every day I have, when I'm at work, I play my little cable radio, is that what you want to call it, silence radio. I put it on the Kirk Franklin station, and sometimes I try to listen to secular music. You know, I'm not going to tell you no story. I like certain secular music. And but my spirit say, no, don't play that, Doug. I have a yearning in my spirit that I need to have some worship in me right now. I need to be able to walk in a place, because I work in a hospital and every patient in there ain't sick. What I mean by that is some of the patients in there is an employer or your coworker, but they're not the patient in the hospital. They just a person work. I just want to get to work and not have any traffic. I want that park place on the first floor by the door. Got to going to work, and I would look down at the clock, and I'm like, ooh, I'm right here. It's 17 hours. I said, look at God. God, I thank you. So I'm just driving. Ain't no traffic. Ain't no accidents. Ain't no lockups. Ain't no blocking the traffic. Nothing. I'm just driving and listening to my music and worshiping and thinking and forgiving God, praise. Get to work, and guess what I got? A park on the first floor by the door. And I pulled up. I said, look at God. God, I thank you. I thank you because, see, not only did I pray that prayer, but I prayed it in expectation. And I prayed it looking for God to make it happen. And not only did God make it happen, I also asked him for an easy day at work. Don't let nothing overwhelm me. And when I tell you nothing overwhelmed me, it was a very easy day at work. Before I knew it, it was time to go. I thank God for that. And when I came home smoothly also. And I just want to say, all that comes from seeking God early. I get up early in the morning. When I get up, I'm thanking God. Before I hit the road, I'm giving God praise. I'm giving God honor. I'm giving God acknowledgement. I'm letting God know I'm dedicating this day to you because I know I'm not going to make it through this day, God, without you. So saying that, I just want to get back to saying, seek God early. Seek him while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. Seek him with your hand, throwing up your hand, saying, God, I surrender. Seek him with your heart, saying, God, I open up my heart. Seek him with your lips, giving him glory, giving him praise, giving him honor, and repenting. Seek God with everything that's in you. And when it comes to your family, and it comes to you and your health and finances or whatever it is, just say, God, I'm giving it all to you. I'm telling you what I'm looking for. I'm telling you what I'm in expectation for. God, even if you don't, I know you're able. You know, a lot of times we get upset when we seek God and ask him for something that don't happen right then and there. God is a God of everything. God is not a microwave God, not unless he wants to. Some things he'll do immediately, and some things he'll say, you're not quite ready for that yet. So we're going to put that on pause. But we, in our mindset, we say, okay, it's being delayed, so I'm going to help God. Don't help God do nothing. I just read to you when he said, don't be anxious for nothing. Allow God to work on you. Allow God to clean you. Allow God to bring you where he needs you to be. Just like, for example, I'll be on Facebook a lot, used to talking about different things, but now I'm on here doing this, the ministry, and I had the nerve to get scared when it was first told me, you do it. Instead of asking somebody else to do it, you do it. And I said, well, God, I'm going to go and I'm going to trust you. I seek God for that. God, I'm going to trust you. And even though I'm still learning to do what God has told me to do, I'm staying faithful. I'm staying before God to say, God, what do you want me to say? Not, well, let me go on here and see what I'm going to say and put it out there. No, I'm asking God what he wants me to say because doing this is all over the world. Anybody and everybody can see it. And I have to know that I have to trust God that whatever he has me to say is what he has me to say. I have to trust God with that. I have to believe that God has told me what to do because one thing I do know, in this day and age, we're not going to make it without God. We have to seek him early. We have to seek him all day. We have to seek them all night. We have to know that with all things, as long as we keep God first and put it before him, that all things are possible. Without the Lord being in our life, without us giving our life to the Lord, we're not going to how they say, make. I just want to thank God for another day. I had a birthday last week on the 16th, and I just said, God, I thank you. I thank you that I'm still here, that I still have some things up before you. I still have some things I'm struggling with. But, God, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Lord, because one thing I do know, God is able. God is able. And all things, I give thanks. I enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I enter into his courts with praise. I thank God. You know, my cousin, Joy Therese Law Thomas, she passed away this year, and she used to sing this song that says, I let go of everything that blocks my spirit. I let go of everything that holds me. I let go of everything that blocks the Holy Spirit. I thank her for that song. She sung a long time ago, and I never forgot. And the song would always say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I just want you all to know that no matter what you do, invite God into your life. Open arms, open heart, open mind and spirit, and welcome him in. Let God change you. Don't you do like other people say. This is one other scripture. I want to greet you all, and I'm going to see if I find it real quick. I tried to mark it off because I didn't want to forget it. It's Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord and not unto men. Don't worry about what man thinks, because if you do, I wouldn't be doing this. Out of all the things we see on social media, I wouldn't be doing this if I worried about what people thought of me. I could care less. Because like I said, you don't know what my praise cost me. You don't know what I had to do to get in this place. You don't know what I've been through for God to love me so much I'm still here. You don't know what my praise has come. You don't know. And I'm not going to try to explain it to you. If you have anything to do with my praise, or you want to know about it, my praise, or you got anything to say about me, I don't want to hear it. Take it to the Lord. Because one thing I do know is God is my healer, my deliverer, my God. God is my source. God is my everything. So when you sit back and think about why somebody's doing something, think about why you're not. I'm not going to pass on a lot of mess on Facebook, like garbage. If it doesn't speak life into you or life over you, hey, what's that? Zizzling Glee. Thanks for joining. I hope I said it right. If I didn't, I'm sorry. Don't worry about what other people think of you. If they don't like what you're doing, pray for them and ask them to pray for you. Because one thing I do know, God gave us all a talent. He's given more. Take what God has given you and ask God to guide it, lead it, direct it. Give it to God that he will develop it, and just watch and see what God does. And I want to say to you all that stayed on with me on tonight, God bless you. I'm asking God to give you your heart's desire. I'm asking God to protect you and all your loved ones and everything that belongs to you and everything that you have asked for or lost. I'm asking God to bring it back to you. Let it ride across the water, back into your life, more than what you lost. Let it come back even that much more. Double fold, tenfold. I'm asking God to just cover his people in this day and age, because it is going to be a year ending and a year coming. Get before God, people. Seek him with your whole heart. Ask God to protect your mindset. Thank God for the ability to use your limbs. And for those that you are struggling with a health issue, get before God. Apply the oil of life, the blood of Jesus. Apply the word of God over your life, in your life, and just get before God. That's all I can say. Seek him early while he may be found. Seek him while he is near. Okay, so we want to say thank you for the word on tonight, God. Thank you for all of those that listened in. Thank you for all of those that stopped by for a moment and moved on. But God, hope something was said that they may not forget, that it may put a hook in their heart, because God, you say you will make us fisher of men. God, and I just want to do what you told me to do. I thank you, Lord, for your word, for your instructions, and I thank you for your love and protection. I thank you for everything that we prayed for at the beginning, that it shall come to pass. So for all of you all that's listening in on tonight, please share and just tell God thank you. Go before him on tonight. Ask him to give you an understanding. Ask God to direct your path. You know, ask him to make his word a light unto your feet. Ask God to be God in your life. Repent and let God heal you, guide you, save you, and do that. Amen. So if anybody have any last words on Blog Talk and or on Facebook, please type them in. If on Blog Talk, if you can, please speak up now before we end the service on tonight.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I will say thank you for the words. Thank you for the lovely scriptures. Thank you for the information that we all need. And I just want to say, as I wake up through the night, I tell God thank you. I make it a morning ritual that I do every morning. As soon as I get up and after I thank the Lord, I read a chapter, not a few verses. I read the whole chapter. If it's five, I read the whole five. When I go to bed, I do the same thing. I have that as my daily routine. When I wake up, I read the Bible to get more knowledge and understanding from the God above and the Son, Lord Jesus. When I go to bed at night, I read another one. So as I say, I start from the beginning, and I'm going to read to the end, and I'm going to read it over and over and over, because I do learn more. I do understand more, and I thank God daily, every day, every night, say my prayers, because I know if it wasn't for the mighty joy and mercy of the Lord and God, we would not be here. So I just want to say thank you, and I thank you for my daily routine. It's when I wake up and tell God thank you, I get my book, the best book on the market, and I read that chapter, and before I go to bed, I do the same thing. So I'm going to read his book, because I know it's the best book of knowledge and understanding, so you can know we are here because God says so. I just want to thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. Minister Sheila, for all those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything from Blog Talk? Is there anyone who would like to say anything from Facebook Live?
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say I thank God for just his grace, his mercy. I thank God for everything concerning him because he is so faithful. And no matter what we do, no matter what we say, as long as we're seeking him with our whole heart, he understands our thoughts. He understands our will. He understands our desires. You know, although his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than ours, we can seek him and we can seek to learn his will. We can seek to know him through his word. So as we pray and meditate on his word and spend time with him, and it's important to spend time with those you love, right, in the natural. So how much more is it important to spend time with God and to seek him early in the morning, to seek him throughout the day, to seek him before you go to bed at night? You can truly tell when you love somebody in an earthly, natural way, because you spend time with them, you seek them, you fellowship with them. You cannot get enough of being around them. And if we are going to be half-stepping with God, then the manifestation of love and God being with us and our prayers being answered, we cannot, you know, look to the left or right and say this or that is why. We really have to look in the mirror and say, God, your word tells me to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways to acknowledge you. Where am I not acknowledging you? So thank you for reminding us to seek God and to continually seek him. So thank you, and keep obeying God, and I love you to life. That's all I have.
Thank you, Apostle Alexa, for those words. I just want to say, is there anyone else that would like to type in on Facebook Live or have anything to say before I close out the program on tonight? Okay, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. I want to thank everybody for their love, their communication with me through Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. I want you all to do me a favor. I have an auntie. Her name is Aunt Frawley. That's what we call her. She lives in Toledo, Ohio. Please call her name out in prayer on tonight. I'm asking God for a miracle concerning my auntie, that she will be totally healed. She loves God, and I just want her to know how much I love her and how much me and her other nieces and nephews are praying for her pull-through, for her breakthrough, and we're trusting God for her healing. I just want you all to call her name out and ask God to heal her, okay? Now, I want to say this before we go. If you don't do anything from now on, with this, when you end whatever you put on Facebook, or if you put on Facebook on tonight or tomorrow or from now on, just put on that hashtag trust God. Nothing else. Hashtag trust God. And tag me in it so I can see that you did it. Hashtag trust God. So on tonight, we're going to tell you, don't forget to stay tuned with Blog Talk. On Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk through Smile 3 with Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. On Mondays with Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here with different speakers. This is the fourth Monday of the month coming up, and it should be Prophet Antoine Thomas that will be bringing forth the word. And don't forget to come back here next Friday. It will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk, Your Smile 3. So we want to thank you all. Thank you for joining in. We've already prayed. We've had our messages, had our encouragement, and we want to say, don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Craig Jabo, thanks for tuning in, and we want to say good night, everybody. Hashtag trust God. We love you with the love of the Lord and the truth to do about it. Amen. Good night, everyone.
I believe this place is in this town.